Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's Friday morning. It's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, we've actually got something to talk about in the markets here this week. It's been kind of an exciting week, so we'll jump right into it. First things first this week, some nice appreciation in the markets, especially yesterday, huh?
Absolutely. It's nice to be able to sit in front of a computer screen and see pluses on the screen, and we can certainly do that today. Looking at yesterday's markets as we talk, here at the Midwest Farmers Co-op, the soybean cash price is 20 cents better yesterday than the day before, and the corn price is 11 cents better yesterday than it was the day before. So any way you look at it, that's a pretty exciting action in both the corn and soybean markets.
Now, I know you've been following the long-term charts here, making a special effort to kind of coordinate or correlate things this year. Are we kind of in track, online with what normally happens this time of year?
It's very close. You know, the thing that you have to understand is very seldom do these seasonal prices come exactly on the day expected, but we were long or in an uptrend for three or four weeks, and then we see a little bit of backing off, and we actually only backed off less than one full day, and then the price then goes on up, and so our back off action, so to speak, was very short, and then yesterday our action was very positive and very strong, higher all the way through the trading session. And you have to attribute most of this to fears of not getting the crop planted, but here we are almost the 1st of July, and if you don't get it planted in Nebraska by the 1st of July, you're really taking a big risk of not getting it planted at all. So I think it's pretty easy to explain why the markets are doing what they're doing.
Well, that's been the action that's taken place in the futures market anyway, but you mentioned the local bids here at the area elevators or at the processors, whatever the case may be. And in this uptrend in the futures, we did give up a little on basis, didn't we?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's a little scary to see the market rally as much as it did, and the basis pull back as much as it did. And in the last three or four days, we've lost 10 cents on the basis for beans to be sold and delivered in the next couple of weeks. And that would have to indicate, I think, that maybe the demand isn't as great as what the speculators are saying. So, taking that as a hint, if you've got cash beans in the bin, boy, this is an opportunity. We say when we're looking at a marketing plan for the summer, we want to sell into strength. Well, we've got the strength, so now let's sell. I'm not saying they can't go higher, but because anything can happen. But, we've been waiting for these better prices for a long time. Now they're here. Let's do something.
All right. Let's kind of take a look ahead. Like you said, July is less than a week away here. Does that kind of change how we go about implementing our marketing plan? Because, like you said, what's going to be planted almost is planted. So that question mark might be answered. But how does the changing of the month to July affect our marketing plan, Roy?
Well, I think, first of all, you need to focus on getting a new crop. Corn and beans both sold. As I said before, we say we want to sell into strength. Now we have strength. Let's do it. But the other thing that you have to consider is that this new crop basis is not nearly as good as the old crop basis. For instance, here at Minard, old crop corn is 29 under, and the new crop corn is 41 under. So there's 12 cents that we're leaving on the table right away, which, I guess the recommendation there is either sell futures or sell a hedge to arrive contract and leave that basis open, because the basis is probably going to get better even if the cash price comes down a little bit.
For folks that want more information from you, Roy, how do they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, very good. Great discussion. Thanks much. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
As will I. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, updating markets every Friday morning here on KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.